You know that Spider-Man meme, Mike, where you point at the same person? It was Monday's loss is pointing at tonight's loss, and they're like, you're the same person.
Yeah, unfortunately. I've decided that after three straight losses, I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to have fun on tonight's show. I don't want to bitch and moan about who sucks and who doesn't. Like, I want to have some fun tonight. I want to try and figure out a way that we can get out of this or try and find some sort of optimism going into next show. Because I could have come into tonight and just gone on like a 20-minute rant and just kept just gone off and got all of my frustrations out on, you know, the platform. But I'm not going to do that tonight.
Well, we may not be Kawhi Leonard, but we are fun guys.
That's true.
And welcome to this episode of The Dream Take presented by The Dream Shake. Jeremy Brenner here tonight. Rockets fall 130-101, falling two straight games with a 25-point loss or more. That's not fun. Not fun, Mike, but we'll try to have fun anyway.
Yeah, it's so crazy that tonight ended up the way that it did because the Rockets were in the game. I mean, they were playing step for step with New Orleans, you know, all the way up until they went on, what, like a 20-1 run in the second quarter?
Yeah, and then that was it.
I mean, something just crazy and stupid. And then the Rockets, you know, they took out Boogie Cousins and P.J. Tucker, and they just went on a run, and they got it down to 8. And the Rockets are doing all they can, but they're playing without Christian Wood and Victor Oladipo against, I mean, a good team.
One of the biggest teams in the league in terms of size.
Right, and after this game, I feel like if the Rockets don't get help for the roster on the front line tomorrow, it's not going to happen the rest of the season.
Well, yeah.
They had to see what happened tonight and just got, I mean, layup after layup after layup.
And rebounds. So many.
Yeah.
The Pelicans had 15 offensive rebounds tonight. And that's just not acceptable at 55 rebounds in total compared to the Rockets 37. But to be honest, like you can't blame the Rockets for losing 18 on the boards because when you are tall in basketball, the way basketball works is if you go and get a rebound, the people that are taller have a better chance to go get it. People that are more athletic that jump higher are more likely to get it. That's why Josh Hart, who had the game of his career, by the way, tonight. Yeah, that didn't help the Rockets at all Josh Hart, 20 and 17 rebounds. That was a wild showing from Josh Hart tonight. And then, of course, Zion did Zion things. Eric Bledsoe, you know, was Eric Bledsoe, I guess. Brandon Ingram was who I meant to say. Brandon Ingram had a good game, 22, a team high for the Pelicans. And, you know, John Wall can only do so much.
But, yeah, and Willie Hernan Gomez at 14 and 10.
Willie Hernan Gomez, 14 points? 14 points, Willie Hernan Gomez? Unacceptable.
I wasn't going to go there, but okay. Well, I mean, take Kira Lewis Jr. That's the problem, is the Rockets – the only way the Rockets can play without Christian Wood is playing small. That's the only path to success. But when you only hit 13 threes when you're playing small, you're not going to win. Period. End of story.
Exactly.
The Rockets, they didn't take enough threes. And for a third night in a row, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, the rotation made no sense tonight.
I think the rotation was planned. I think the rotation, like Silas tried to make adjustments during the game because what was happening in the first half was clearly not working. And he tried to make a change. And I at least applaud him for trying to do something. Now, it's difficult because Silas would play a totally different lineup if he had the liberty to, if he had, you know, Christian Wood at his disposal and if he had Oladipo at his disposal, but he doesn't. And here's my thing about Christian Wood. I'm coming to your side now on this. I don't always like to admit that I'm wrong, but either Christian Wood needs to come back or the Rockets need to find a Christian Wood replacement. And maybe the hopefulness, the optimism in me is saying the reason why they haven't gotten someone is because they think Christian Wood might come back relatively soon. But if Christian Wood's not coming back relatively soon, you're going to take these losses. And guys like Willie Hernan Gomez are going to drop 14 and 10 on you when they shouldn't be. And the thing is, with Willie Hernan Gomez, he should have had 30 and 20 tonight. They really had no answer for him. They had no answer. And when you lose to guys like that, it's like, you know, I don't blame the Rockets for whoever, but this is my thing. I think Christian Wood is coming back sooner than we expect, maybe.
Okay, so two things. I talk about the rotation. How did Ben McLemore only play 4 minutes tonight coming off of his best game of the season?
That is a very good question that I don't know the answer to.
And have you and I flipped roles tonight without even thinking about it? Like, you're over here being all like, how the hell did we give up this many points to Willie Hernan? And I'm just over here like, you know, let's have some fun tonight. I'm glad.
We have to balance each other somehow.
Yeah, I'm just glad we were able to figure that out without doing it before this show.
But I will say, I'm not mad about this loss.
I am. I mean, I'm upset because we lost to, I mean, an average team tonight. But you know who I would take off of that team who didn't even play tonight? Is Jackson Hayes.
They played Willie Hernan Gomez of Jackson Hayes, and, I mean, Willie Hernan Gomez did just fine.
Well, right, and they also have him, and they've got Steven Adams. That's the type of guy that the Rockets would need to target. Like a young, impressionable guy with size. I mean, he was a top, 12th pick in the draft?
The 8th overall pick.
Yeah, that's the type of guy that the Rockets, you know, in the words of the incredible Jeremy Brenner, have a guy that has impact on this roster beyond just this year. That's a guy that you could bring into your system and have as a part of your organization for years to come. And I think you could probably get him relatively cheaply, I think.
I don't think the Pelicans are going to dump him, if that's what you're insinuating.
No, I'm not dump him. I think that there could be a deal that could be worked out for Jackson Hayes.
But the thing is, Mike, like, trades are not happening right now.
Well, no, not right now. Not right now, but I think closer to the deadline. We still have, 6 or 7 weeks. But tonight's another – if you had a center tonight, I don't know if you win.
But you don't win.
You have a much better shot at winning.
Fair.
You have a much better shot, and that's why shame on the front office if they don't go get this team some help. And if they don't get this team some help in the next – let's say Christian Wood is out for at least another week. At least another week, I see the Rockets struggling to win again. And see the schedule go down with no help, then that's on the front office, and they've told their fan base – This is your team. Enjoy it. Which I don't think is right.
In the next week, the Rockets have 3 games. Miami at home on Thursday, New York Saturday, and Washington on Monday. Which, I mean, how the Rockets have played the last two nights, those are not guaranteed wins. None of those games, not even the Washington game. And so you need to... So if they go 3 games without him and then Christian Wood comes back, you know, they play on the road again with Philly. So maybe he comes back on the 19th for Dallas. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor and I have not, you know, been on a fly on the wall with Christian Wood and his injury situation. But you got to think about how many games you're willing to take a hit for like this. Especially games like these against sub-500 teams, these next 3 games that are winnable.
They're all winnable.
With our full roster.
Yeah, John Wall was special tonight. I mean, John Wall was spectacular tonight. Jayshon Tate again just played an outstanding game. DeMarcus Cousins was crap tonight. He played like garbage, and. I thought Tucker had a nice game in spurts tonight. I thought he, you know, regained some of his momentum. He hit a three, which, you know, I got scared because I thought the world was going to end. I wasn't prepared when that happened during the game. I forgot.
They got him in the corner finally.
Yeah.
They don't go to him in the corner as often as they used to.
Yeah, Eric Gordon was a shocking minus 40 tonight while he was
I was surprised by that. It just because he was on the floor probably during the second quarter run and the fourth quarter run. He was probably the only one on the floor for the entirety of both of those runs.
Yeah, and Sterling Brown, you know, hit three threes tonight. But it just it didn't make a lot of sense coming off of his best game of the year why Ben McLemore didn't get more than 4 minutes. And I know Ben McLemore put up a cryptic tweet a couple nights ago and then took it down real quick. I mean, if I was him, I'd probably want out too.
Well, I think Steven Silas looked tonight and said, I'm going to play my guys. He played eight guys. Mm-hmm. And he sometimes played. Yeah, no, honestly, you know how much I love Steven Silas, and I defend a lot of what he does. I don't really have an answer for that one.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Maybe him being, he's that much of a defensive liability in a game where you needed as much defense on the floor as possible, but the defense wasn't working. This was a game, the thing is, the Rockets, when they play small, they have to play with an offensive mindset. That's why small ball for the small portion of time that it happened last year, about a year ago now, which is crazy to think, is when it all started. But that team worked, at least in the short term, because they were a very good offensive team. They could drive to the rim, get you two, or kick out for three, and they would do that on a normal basis, on a very consistent basis. With this team, they focus more on defense. And that gets them tired on the offensive end and tired at the end of games, which is why we've seen what we've seen the last two nights, where they focus so much on the defensive end, and they've played two teams, Charlotte and New Orleans, that have both played, that both shot very well, probably above average for what they're used to shooting. And when you make shots like that, there were shots that they were making tonight that they, like, Brandon Ingram hit a couple shots tonight that I was like, how'd that go in? And Josh Hart it always felt like Josh Hart found a way to get open tonight. So when you are facing a team like that, you just got to be like, okay, well, if you're going to go for three, we're going to go for three. But the thing is, the Rockets can't. The Rockets cannot keep up with teams that go on offensive streaks like New Orleans did tonight. They don't have the pieces for it. I know they had those two quarters a week ago where Vic and Christian, but the thing is, the reason why, Mike, they were able to do that is because they had Christian Wood, they had Victor Oladipo, they had John Wall. All three of the wow were there, and tonight we just had a whoa.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem that this Rockets team is experiencing right now is, you know, great teams are rotationally, they're sound. You know what I mean? Like, their guys know when they're going to play. When Harden was here, like, you always knew Harden would come out with, what, 2 minutes left in the first, and you'd go back in. Like, they were structured. They had a rotation. This team, not to the fault of Steven Silas, because so many guys are in and out, they just have no flow. They have no rotation. You know, Mason Jones got a couple minutes tonight. It's like, okay, you're not going to play him, but Ben McLemore, you're going to play one night, not play the other. It's hard for Ben McLemore to get into a nightly, you know, feel of the game if he's not going to be playing similar minutes night in and night out.
Yeah. I just don't feel the need to beat a dead horse today.
Same.
I feel like a lot of what we talked tonight is a very similar to what we talked about last night. And it's not as exciting because it did not turn out the way the Rockets could go. But, I mean, you look at this team right now, even without – because, I mean, the Rockets don't have any back-to-backs in the coming future. So that's, I guess, a plus. Now they don't have – so we're going to see a little bit more consistency. I mean, they have a back-to-back. They have one more back-to-back until – or two more, sorry. They have two more until the All-Star break, one on the 19th and 20th, but luckily both of those are at home, so that might help. And then they have one February 28th and March 1st. So these next four games, you'll see at least, hopefully, John Wall and Victor Oladipo, and maybe that will get you closer to what you want to see fully realized.
Yeah, and you and I, like I said, we don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's something that I want to see this team for at least a decent amount of time together with Wood, with Oladipo, with Wall, with Gordon, with House, with Sterling Brown, Nwaba, all these different guys. I think that team can be pretty good.
Because that team won 6 games in a row.
Right. And is that a championship team? No. And that's why. It's a playoff team. It is a playoff team. It certainly is a playoff team. And that's why I was so adamant, and I continue to be adamant, that go find a cheap center. Don't break the bank. You don't have to. Just bring in some help for this team. Because if they had a center, they probably win the San Antonio game. They probably win the Charlotte game. You know, like, they could have been 2-1 very easily over the past 3-game stretch. They probably don't win tonight, but they have a better shot at winning tonight with a center, with anything that resembles a center. You know, we should go find Dikembe Mutombo and see what he's doing.
Dikembe, do you want to come play for the Rockets? No, yeah. No.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's all you
really need. The game, fam. Sorry.
Just put your freaking hands up. Like, I don't even care who it is.
You know, Rondae Hollis Jefferson.
What about him?
Why not him?
He's not a center. I mean,
size.
I mean, he's got some decent size, but you need a center.
Anthony Tolliver.
Anthony Tolliver doesn't get me, you know, all excited in the morning. I mean, he's fine.
I think Anthony Tolliver could get minutes on this team. I really do.
Okay, I think you and I could probably get minutes at the center spot right now.
If we have you ever seen Kicking and Screaming?
Yeah. Oh, when they remember put the kid on top of the head.
When Mike Ditka says, "Let's create," or was it Mike Ditka or was it Will Ferrell that came up with the idea of the mega person?
It was Will Ferrell.
Okay, obviously, because you know why that sounds pure Will Ferrell. But anyway, to those who don't know what we're talking about, basically,
he called them Bing Bong. Mike Ditka called them Bing Bong in the movie. He was like, and then they cut to him, and he's like, "Way to go, Bing Bong!" And you put it, yeah, the kid who had the monster.
He was like the shortest guy on the team, yeah. And it was like a youth soccer team, and they wanted him to be taller so that he could finish on a cross to head the ball in. And they're like, oh, I know, let's get the biggest guy on the team, and let's get the smallest guy on the team, and put him on his shoulders. So, Mike, I guess what? Like, I'm not 6 foot, but maybe I should say I am 6 foot just because dating profiles, you know, that means something. But sure. Let's just say you're 6 foot, I'm 6 foot, we're almost 6 foot. With shoes, we're bound to both be 6 foot. So if you put us together, we're 12 feet. We're 2 feet above the rim. And I think people are going to have a tough time defending us. If we can just get the walking thing down, we're set. Now, the question is, though, would we count as one person or would we count as two people so we can only play with 3 other guys on the floor?
I mean, either way, we have 12 feet at the rim. Like, we're fine.
Yeah, but we'd be pretty slow, I think.
Well, speak for yourself.
I don't know. I'm a pretty fast guy. But so maybe I should be the one on the bottom.
Well, we'll see.
And I'll just, like, tape your feet on my shoulders. All right, let's get some questions before we sign off here. Let's scroll back up. But I'll go this guy. Okay, Forever the Rev comes with this question. What's up, guys? What do the Rockets do now as reality starts to set in? The question is, actually, I'm going to take this and, like, pivot. Has reality set in? And when did reality set in, if that's the case?
Well, I mean, the reality for this team is yet to be determined.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, for the simple – I mean, you simply can't determine –
the current reality.
Yeah, I mean, the current reality is the Rockets have to get some help. They have to get some frontline help. They need to get healthy. They need to get healthy, and even if they were healthy, they would still need another piece on the front line. And then we see what that team looks like when they're healthy. That will be the reality of this team. This is a frustrating, you know, pothole in the road.
But honestly, it's just a 3-game losing streak. Like, teams, like the Nets lost tonight to Detroit. Like, I guess
Mike's three losses in a row, by the way. Three losses in a row, by the way, for Brooklyn.
They, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, like, even good teams lose three in a row. To be honest, Brooklyn, though, they're 14-12. That's about a game and a half better than the Rockets. Like, they're not that much better than the Rockets. That's kind of crazy. But, yeah, so, honestly, three games in a row, like, honestly, it's been worse. It's been a lot worse. So, let's not look at this and think this is, you know, the end of the world.
But the problem is, hold on real quick. I think what's frustrating about the current reality is that it's been against three teams that aren't good by league standards.
That you could beat if you had your full team healthy.
Correct. That's why the three-game losing streak hurts like it does, is because you're losing to crappy teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jake Mountford, 7. My question is, who is untradeable in this team? I think Wood and Tate are the ones for me who we should build a team around. Jake, it sounds like you've been listening to the podcast, because that is what Mike and I agree on, is this team is looking forward. It's Christian Wood and Jayshon Tate. I'd love to see them keep Nwaba around.
Yeah.
But like we mentioned last night, you got to listen to offers for everybody, especially when you're in the position you're in. However, given who's going to go at the trade deadline, probably the likeliest people are Vic, PJ, Ben McMoore. Vic, Ben, PJ in that order for me.
I think John Wall is also a guy that you listen to trade offers on, but I do think that he's a leader for this team in the locker room. I think the, you know, guys like Jayshon Tate, you know, look to him as a leader. It wouldn't shock me if John Wall is here, not only beyond this season, but the next two seasons to finish out his contract.
But also, keep in mind with this, John Wall was considered to be the worst contract in the NBA. He's definitely proven otherwise now.
Right.
I wouldn't say he's proven himself to be worth his entire contract, but the reason why he got that contract is starting to show a little bit more, and he is more likely to be moved, I think, this year than last year, and he's going to warrant something back in return, more than what, you know, the Rockets got for him. But, yeah, you got to listen to offers on everyone, but if someone says Christian Wood or Jayshon Tate, even for, like, you know, yeah, I'm going to say pass.
That's a nah, fam, from me.
Mr. Sinister, why are we so defensively terrible without Christian Wood? Because we don't have size. Our only size is DeMarcus Cousins, and he's not a good defender.
So, I mean, tonight, was your favorite lineup not Wall, Nwaba, defensively? Wall, Nwaba, Tate.
Can we talk about with Jayshon Tate 1 second?
Sure.
How he takes, like, the weirdest shots that go in.
Like, his jump shot,
like,
is ugly.
His, like, Euro step is so dramatic. I'm here for it. Like, the way he he's like Jack and the Beanstalk when he, like, boom, boom. And then, like, it goes, like, way high off of the glass, but it still goes in.
That's pretty.
It goes in.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think the lack of size is just, it's a killer. It really is. And teams are exploiting that.
Yeah. Question from D. Titus. What's the holdup to making a trade?
It takes two to tango. I mean, that's where I would go. It takes two to – it's still early enough in the year that I don't think you're going to see teams get desperate for talent. Like, right now is not the time to call Miami for PJ or call
You gotta wait till the trade deadline, or at least until after the All-Star break, in my opinion. I know that Derrick Rose just got traded and all, but Derrick Rose has been wanting out for a while. So, like, that trade was requested, and, you know, the Pistons came to the agreement that, yes, he should be traded. And that happens during every season, I feel, but right now the Rockets don't have anyone that wants to be traded, at least not publicly. So, we'll see. I mean, the reason why – I think teams are waiting to see fully who they are right now and waiting until the deadline to make those decisions. And the Rockets are doing the same thing. Yeah. So, I got one more question, before we sign off here. And this is kind of weird, out of left field, but that's why I like it. Kawhi is a free agent this summer. What are your thoughts? Sign some bigs and hope our picks are going to be something special? So Kawhi, the thing about Kawhi is looking to win a championship, right?
He's
win a championship, and LA is a nice place for him to be. However, LA right now, like, I have no doubts, like, the Rockets, if they truly, like, if Kawhi's like, I'm coming to Houston. Like, kind of how, like, LeBron was like, I'm coming to the Lakers, and you can't do anything about it. Yeah, if Kawhi says yes, you go, and you find a way to make it work. But what about the Rockets does Kawhi want? Like, look, if the Clippers lose in the Western Conference Finals, that might, you know, put the antenna up for Kawhi, and it might, you know, trigger him to leave. But at this point,
well, I mean, he went to San Diego State. He chose to go to the Clippers just a couple years ago as a free agent. I would find it very difficult to accept that he would want to leave. I mean, I really don't understand.
If you lose in similar fashion to how they lost in the bubble, maybe. Oh. I think he hopefully stays with the Clippers, though.
Yeah, I do too, but I would take him here in about 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Probably less than that.
And if he doesn't go to the Clippers, look out for the Heat. That's my why. Because the Heat have the space.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, Kawhi has to be the one to say that he wants to leave. And I don't know if he'll do that just 2 years after saying, you know, I'm going to move to the Clippers.
He's also got an owner that's got unlimited money. They're opening up a new stadium relatively soon. He's going to do whatever it takes to keep that team together. But ultimately, I mean, I know we're getting off topic here a little bit, but I don't think they have any shot against the Lakers.
I think this is a good time to, with the J train pulling into the station, one key for Thursday with Miami coming to town.
Oh, man. Come out with an edge. Come out with some mad on Thursday. Come out pissed off that you've lost 3 games in a row to mediocre teams. You're on your home court. Go for the jugular, man. Miami hasn't been playing up to their potential. I know they've got some size up front with Bam. But come out with some nag. Come out with some toughness. Come out with a chip on your shoulder and play like there's no tomorrow. And go get a win. Get off this schneid and work to get back above 500.
Mm-hmm. Try. It's going to be difficult, but try your best to contain Bam Adebayo. I could, you know, Bam's going to have a really good game on Thursday. I can tell.
Is he going to have a 50-point and 35-rebound game?
If they can hold him to less than that, the Rockets will have a shot.
Winning! All right, I like it.
I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take. That is our Twitter account for all of our news. Anything that pops up with the podcast, head to The Dream Take. Mike also runs the Twitter account during games, and most of the time I run it just for, you know, very infrequently. If you're tweeting from there, it's likely Mike, but I might pop up sometime. So be sure to go follow us there, because you're going to get a tweet from either him or myself. You can also follow The Dream Shake on Twitter, DreamShakeSBN, and you can check out all of our content at thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Get over to Facebook if you're over there and give us a like, and you can also subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on your podcast app of choice. If you subscribe and download our podcast, you won't miss a single episode. We go live after every game, and we record for the on-demand listeners and viewers. Be sure to follow my co-pilot on Twitter, Mr. Michael Brown, at
BSW_MB.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Nothing Fancy, Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And until next time, go Rockets!